واذكر في الكتاب موسى إنه كان مخلصا وكان رسولا نبيا.
And recite in the book the account of Moses, peace be upon him. He was a chosen one, a messenger, a prophet. And recite in the book the account of Moses, peace be upon him. He was a chosen one, a messenger, a prophet. The word Rasul literally means the one sent. Lexicographers disagree as to the exact meaning of the word Nabi. Some consider it to mean someone who brings news. Others consider it to denote height and elevation. In sum, when someone is called Rasul and Nabi, it either means a messenger of high standing or a messenger who brings news from God. So far as the two words Nabi and Rasul are concerned, they are generally used in the Quran as equivalents. There are, however, also instances where the two words are employed in such manner as distinguishes between a prophet and a messenger in respect of their status or the nature of their mission. For instance, in Surah Al-Hajj it is stated, "Never did we send a messenger or a prophet before you except." Al-Hajj 22:52. This clearly indicates that the messenger and the prophet represent two distinct entities. As a result, commentators on the Quran have engaged in serious discussions about the nature of these differences between a prophet and a messenger. The fact, however, remains that these scholars have failed to persuasively establish the precise nature of any difference between a messenger and the prophet. All that can be said with certainty is that while every messenger is a prophet, every prophet does not enjoy the status of a messenger. In other words, the word Rasul, messenger, is used for those great figures who had been assigned duties of greater significance than those assigned to mere prophets. This point is further corroborated by a tradition. According to this tradition, Muhammad, peace be upon him, was asked about the number of messengers. He replied that there were 313 or 315 in numbers, whereas when asked about the number of prophets, he mentioned their number to be 124,000. وَنَادَيْنَاهُ مِن جَانِبِ الطُّورِ الْأَيْمَنِ وَقَرَّبْنَاهُ نَجِيًّا. We called out to him from the right side of the mount, and we drew him near to us by communing to him in secret.
وَوَهَبْنَا لَهُ مِنْ رَحْمَتِنَا أَخَاهُ هَارُونَ نَبِيًّا.
And out of our mercy, we appointed his brother Aaron, peace be upon him, a prophet, that he may assist him.
وَاذْكُرْ فِي الْكِتَابِ إِسْمَاعِيلَ. إِنَّهُ كَانَ صَادِقَ الْوَعْدِ وَكَانَ رَسُولًا نَبِيًّا.
And recite in the book the account of Ishmael, peace be upon him. He was ever true to his promise and was a messenger, a prophet.
وَكَانَ يَأْمُرُ أَهْلَهُ بِالصَّلَاةِ وَالزَّكَاةِ وَكَانَ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِ مَرْضِيًّا.
He enjoined his household to observe prayer and to give zakah, purifying alms, and his Lord was well pleased with him.
وَاذْكُرْ فِي الْكِتَابِ إِدْرِيسِ. إِنَّهُ كَانَ صِدِّيقًا نَبِيًّا.
And recite in the book the account of Idris, peace be upon him. He was a man of truth, a prophet.
وَرَفَعْنَاهُ مَكَانًا عَلِيًّا.
And we exalted him to a lofty position.
أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ مِنَ النَّبِيِّينَ مِنْ ذُرِّيَّةِ آدَمَ وَمِمَّنْ حَمَلْنَا مَعَ نُوحٍ وَمِنْ ذُرِّيَّةِ إِبْرَاهِيمَ وَإِسْرَائِيلَ وَمِمَّنْ هَدَيْنَا وَاجْتَبَيْنَا إِذَا تُتْلَى عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتُ الرَّحْمَنِ خَرُّوا سُجَّدًا وَبُكِيًّا.
These are the prophets upon whom Allah bestowed His favor from the seed of Adam, peace be upon him, and from the seed of those whom we carried in the ark with Noah, peace be upon him, and from the seed of Abraham and Israel, peace be upon them. They were those whom we guided and chose for an exalted position. They were such that when the words of the Most Compassionate Lord were recited to them, they fell down in prostration, weeping.
فَخَلَفَ مِن بَعْدِهِمْ خَلْفٌ أَضَاعُوا الصَّلَاةَ وَاتَّبَعُوا الشَّهَوَاتِ فَسَوْفَ يَلْقَوْنَ غَيَّا.
They were succeeded by a people who neglected the prayers and pursued their lusts. They shall presently meet with their doom.
إِلَّا مَن تَابَ وَآمَنَ وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا فَأُولَئِكَ يَدْخُلُونَ الْجَنَّةَ وَلَا يُظْلَمُونَ شَيْئًا.
Except those who repent and believe and act righteously, such shall enter paradise and shall not be wronged at all.
جنات عدن التي وعد الرحمن عباده بالغيب إنه كان وعده مأتيا.
Theirs shall be everlasting gardens which the Most Compassionate Lord has promised His servants in a realm which is beyond the ken of perception. Surely His promise shall be fulfilled.
لا يسمعون فيها لغوا إلا سلاما ولهم رزقهم فيها بكرة وعشيا.
They shall not hear in it anything vain. They shall hear only what is good, and they shall have their provision in it, morning and evening.
تلك الجنة التي نورث من عبادنا من كان تقيا.
Such is the paradise which we shall cause those of our servants who have been God-fearing to inherit.
وما نتنزل إلا بأمر ربك له ما بين أيدينا وما خلفنا وما بين ذلك. وَمَا كَانَ رَبُّكَ نَسِيًّا.
The angels will say, O Muhammad, peace be upon him, we descend not except by the command of your Lord. To him belongs all that is before us, and all that is behind us, and all that is in between. Your Lord is not forgetful in the least. The angels will say, O Muhammad, peace be upon him, we descend not except by the command of your Lord. The speakers here are the angels, though what they say is the word of God. The angels tell the Prophet, peace be upon him, that they descend not by their own will, but by the command of God whenever He pleases.
رَبُّ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا فَاعْبُدْهُ وَاصْطَبِرْ لِعِبَادَتِهِ هَلْ تَعْلَمُ لَهُ سَمِيًّا.
He is the Lord of the heavens and the earth and all that is in between. Serve Him then, and be constant in serving Him. Do you know anyone that might be His compeer?